Hello, I'm Mary Lohman of The Christian Working Woman, and this week I'm talking about five things that you and I need to learn and relearn and relearn. For example, how often do we need to learn to be content? Someone once said, the thing about life is it's just so daily. Do you find it that way sometimes? Routine, mundane, repetitive, and sometimes it feels meaningless. Well, learning to live with that dailiness of life is a key to contentment and joy. Most of us are victims at times of looking on the other side of our fence, right? And deciding that the grass over there sure looks greener than ours. It just sometimes seems like our lives are painted drab gray and everybody else has bright red or yellow. Well, all of our lives are made up in large part of those daily duties, those mundane things that we have to do. Nobody escapes them. Regardless of how green that grass looks in someone else's garden, believe me when I tell you that their lives are very daily, too. Someone once wrote, "The uncommon life is the product of the day, lived in the uncommon way." That means that a person whose life is full and exciting is the one who finds meaning and satisfaction in what may seem insignificant, the daily things in their lives. Let me give you a really simple example. I have some china I really love. It just gives me great pleasure to set my table with it, even to wash it. I enjoy my china. I remember once when my daughter was very young, she found it rather strange to hear me getting excited about this china that I had owned for years. And I said to her, if you can find pleasure and joy in the little things in your life will be full of pleasure and joy. Otherwise, it's going to be very drab most of the time, with a few high points only now and then. So regardless of how humble and unpretentious your life may seem each day, you can elevate it if you can learn to enjoy and appreciate the dailiness of your life, if you can appreciate what you have. As the Apostle Paul tells us in Philippians 4, it is learning the secret of being content in any and every situation. Contentment brings meaning to our daily lives, and it frees us from the dreariness of looking over our fence at someone else's grass. So I want to encourage you to enroll in the school of contentment. You will be so glad you did. Well, I also want to remind you that our Tuesday night Zoom Bible studies are continuing Tuesday evenings at 7 Central Time, and you can register to join with us at ChristianWorkingWoman.org. We are now teaching the book of Joshua, so join us at ChristianWorkingWoman.org.